This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This could be an indication that people are not scared by this.
Oh, good.
It could also be an indication that people are scared by this, but getting a house is so hard right now, they are willing to overlook a lot of things.
So a lot of desperation.
You got it. You hang it out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. In just a little while, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
We'll be in to recap Tommy's picks. We'll see what stupid, obnoxious thing Ryan will be doing
this
week.
Give the kid a break. He's very, very entertaining.
Is he?
Yeah.
Try sharing a room with him for 18 years.
Maybe I will.
So we told you that our live stream cameras exploded this morning. Literally, yep. The computer exploded. And folks were very upset because they want to see what Ryan's
doing. Everybody's safe.
Yep. They don't care about us. Mm. Kimmy is going to live stream the break from her phone on our YouTube channel when we get to the break. So we will let you know when to sign in if you want to see whatever the hell is going to happen, and we'll get to it, just after 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. One in three Americans, as we speak, are cool buying a home that was once a murder scene.
Oh, okay. You're kind of with me.
Now, I know that you're cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, are you surprised that a third of Americans...
Not right now. I think people have been willing to look past some pretty concerning things in a house to have a chance
buying
the house.
It's not like guts all over the wall.
But I don't know.
Why, man?
Somebody's living in OJ's house. Probably got a hell of a deal in that joint.
Nobody got killed in OJ's house.
No, the other house. But by the way, he dropped some stuff off at that house.
Okay, all right. So I get we're all on the same page here, right? But what I would love to see... If this study was done 10 years ago, what the numbers would indicate. Mm. Because if the number has skyrocketed, you're right, Kimmy. People are now willing to overlook a hell of a lot of things.
Desperation.
Just to have, a place to live.
Sure.
Or it could also mean that we've become more hardened to, things that are happening around us.
Thank you, Netflix.
Or nothing changed. Seriously. Or nothing changed at all. Maybe it was always one in three people. And by the way, you say the house looks the same. It's not. And I can attest from personal experience.
Yeah.
I told you that a guy killed himself in the living room of the house I grew up in.
Well, at least there was some happiness in that house.
And we didn't know about it.
So you didn't even know about it?
No. We didn't know about it until after we moved in. Our neighbor, and I remember this day vividly as a kid. Mm. Our neighbor came over. He told my dad, a guy.
What a dick.
The last guy who lived there killed himself. And my dad's like, what? And he walked us into the living room.
Yeah.
And he goes, look up. And you could see in the ceiling where it had been patched up where the bullet hole went through.
Oh, wow. Okay. But
never bothered
me
as a kid.
Yeah.
There's a lot more scarier things happening in that house.
No kidding.
It may have been where the hole in the roof started. But it wouldn't bother you at all?
Nah,
you wouldn't think about it. Yeah, knowing you were standing in a room it happened in.
Wait, in the room where it happened?
What?
The room where it happened? You didn't even see Hamilton. I'm trying to bring everybody along here.
I wasn't following.
So you're saying a gruesome murder. Not like those really nice murders that happen sometimes. Like a really nice murder.
It would bother me.
A jovial murder.
I would think about it even if just somebody died naturally in a room. That wouldn't be something that you would think about. Like if you were sleeping in the same bedroom they used.
But I've been to I went to a bar, one of my regular bars, remember that guy died outside?
Yeah.
I mean, he just had a heart attack and died, but they're working on him. I went back there next week.
You went back in there while he was having his heart attack?
I went out and smoked a cigar.
You walked over him and went back into the bar?
Not over. I stepped around.
Look, I get why someone like you would be okay with this, because you watched hundreds of comedians go on stage after you where you died every single night. Just eating your own D&B. With a knife and a fork.
That was my closer. You have a lot of weird stuff about you.
That I don't like murders? Is that weird?
No, but you kind of get creeped out by things. Even though you're not spiritually connected, I think you do get spooked a lot about things up in there that are happening around you that you can't see.
This has nothing to do with the afterlife. It has everything to do with I'm in a room where somebody's
at
my
house. Yeah, the whole thing.
Something could have happened in this building is super old. Mm-hmm. There could have been some horrible things happening in this building.
Yeah, but I don't
live
here.
That were legal. that could have happened in this building. And yeah. Does it affect you every day? No.
Okay.
But again, like, I'm not.
A lot of spooky things happening lately.
I'm not alone with my thoughts a lot here in like the dark in the middle of the night. I don't know. Maybe I'd be more creeped out if that was the case.
Like, but you would hear something.
But I think it's different when you're like, you know, when it's a place you live and that's supposed to be your comfort zone, right?
Not to mention other people may know what happened. Like, I'll give you an example, not to sound, you know, insensitive, but Charlie Tan. That situation. Yes. Somebody shot his father in the face in that house.
Yeah, and somebody probably knew people in that house.
And somebody bought that house.
And that house is gorgeous.
Okay, yeah. There are going to be people that drive by that, and will remind you, oh yeah, that's the house where, blah, 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 blah. Like, it would be a constant reminder. You think that time changes things, but not in the world we live in today, where you can look things up.
I think because it's not my particular family, I don't know these people.
Okay.
It's just a dead body. Doesn't really bother me.
The neighbors would.
Okay, that's their problem.
No, but I mean, you're going to interact with those people on a regular basis.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
But
right?
What dick neighbor is going to constantly bring up the house of death?
You would 100% do that to somebody moving
me?
In. Yes, without question.
Super cool guy?
I mean, Kimmy, would you bring that up to a neighbor if they didn't know? Would you tell them?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be the one to drop that news on them.
You would absolutely tell them.
All right, so let me ask you this. So in my old neighborhood, there was a death in the neighborhood, but it wasn't a murder. The poor woman drank herself to death as a young woman.
Yeah,
and she died in the house.
Okay.
What's that?
Wait a minute, sensitive. I love how you think if you put poor there, it doesn't make the story less.
The poor, sad woman drank herself to death.
Yes.
Okay. And then the guy moved out. Somebody bought that house.
Yeah.
And she died in the house.
Okay. Did he know?
The person
the
moved
person
in?
Who bought it.
That I don't know. I never talked to that person. But I found out through the neighbors.
I found out through
the neighbors.
Okay,
it happened even before I got there.
Sure.
So that rumor went around, but who cares, man? The poor broad couldn't handle her booze.
Fair enough.
Take a nap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. 1 in 3 Americans currently are fine buying a home that was once the site of a murder scene.
Think of the deal you get.
In Kimmy's theory, which I kind of am with here,
what's that?
People are so desperate for a home that they'll literally overlook anything.
I will say, like, when we were house hunting a couple of years ago, we did look at quite a few homes where the owners had passed away. And at the time, it wasn't even something that crossed my mind, like, this would bother me at some point living in this house.
Still had that granny smell to it.
Well, yeah, but what if Kimmy was living in a house
so
that an old lady was haunting, right?
What would that sound like?
Kimmy, what happened to your boobs? I bring it out every year. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of year.
It's a family tradition.
We have a weird family.
Yes, we do.
No, but like, I forgot what I was even saying. Like, looking at houses, you start to, when you're in this just desperation mode of like, I just like this house and I don't care what happened to it, I could see a lot of people looking past some pretty bad things.
And I think after a while you'd forget or just become your norm.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, maybe the initial shock bothers you, but 10 years down the line, you probably don't even think about it.
I think you think about it more as time goes on.
You think so?
Because I think you're so excited initially to get in there and get your stuff in there and make it your own. And then, like, once you start to hear those weird noises or the house, you know, you're getting used to just those weird sounds in your house. I think, like, your brain is going to start to think about it more and more.
Nailing it today, man. Only the best comedy. Tommy taking shot at Kimmy's chest and her husband taking a dump. Number one show, ladies and gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.